Echoes Transport and Recovery. This is Casey. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Edith calling from Nation State Drivers on a recorded line, and I'm trying to get an update for the, excuse me, for the PO number 5991681.
Okay, yeah, this is in Douglasville, the 2019
yes.
Kia.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was a slight delay. There is one car ahead. I would say rough estimate about 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Rough estimate.
Okay. All right, because the customer called to try to get an update because they're still waiting. But I let her know that it will be
This vehicle is going to the airport?
Yes, sir. It's a ride along. So it's going to the airport, to the East Point, Georgia, then taking the customer to the Atlanta, Georgia to pick up the replacement vehicle.
So it's two stops?
Yes.
That means it's two, when there's two stops, there's, we consider that two different tows. The way it's written is just one stop right here at the 3333 Bobby Brown. And so we can drop them off at that location, not a problem. But if they want to go to a second location after that 3333 Bobby Brown, that would be another tow.
So when you talked to the agent, the previous agent, did she say
it
was
talk to a previous agent. It just came in through Swoop. They didn't mention a second drop-off or anything like that. It just came in as going from Douglasville to East Point.
Okay, can you just hold for a moment? Okay, sir. So this PO is set up as a ride along, so you are getting paid for the ride along.
I know. So, but it's not being showing us a second location. It's only showing us from Douglasville to the Bobby Brown Parkway. There was no mention of going to a second location. So we have no problem with dropping them off at the Bobby Brown Parkway location because that's what's indicated in the work order. But anything other than that is not indicated in the work order. I didn't know that until you just verbally told me.
Okay, so on the PO, because I'm looking at the PO on my system, on my computer, sir, and it's showing the disabled location, the destination, and the ride along.
I'm just seeing the pickup, which is on Concord Parkway, and the drop-off, which is on Bobby Brown Parkway.
Okay, well, are you able to do this, drops?
Yeah, we are able to pick them up in Douglasville and drop them off on Bobby Brown Parkway, no problem.
But they're not being dropped off at Bobby Brown Parkway, sir. They're being dropped off at the 2200 Rental Car Center Parkway, Atlanta. You're dropping off the disabled vehicle at Bobby Brown Parkway.
Right, and that's what the work order says. So
yeah.
We can do that.
Okay, but the ride along will be at the 2200 Rental Car Center.
So send me a new PO to show that, because that's not what it was sent to me. What's sent to me is, as I mentioned, from Concord Parkway to Bobby Brown Parkway.
Okay.
So
can I, is your email address ecotransportandrecovery@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to send you the one that I'm looking at my computer, see if it says the disabled destination and the ride along.
No. What I'm saying is that you have to send a whole new one because in the system it just has that those two you pick up and the drop off. It doesn't have that address that you just mentioned.
Okay, you talk for a moment. Have you received the one that I just sent you, sir?
Yes.
And then does it have the same as the previous, or does it have the disabled destination right along?
It has just destination and then it has right along.
So it don't have the disabled now.
Yeah, it has that as well.
Okay, so you have all three now.
In the PO, yes, but not in what was sent to our system. Even what you just sent me is a completely different PO. 5991681. Oh, no, it's not, it's the same PO.
But you have the information now, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so are you able to do the job since you have all the information?
Hold on just a moment. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you for holding. So the total amount, just going from based on the mileage, is total amount is $96.18. I see you guys only covering $75.50, and so that is just going to the first location on Bobby Brown. And then that means that the customer will have to pay that overage, which is a difference of, let me break out my calculator here. Dollars and 18 cents minus $75.50, which would equal $20. So that's just going from Douglasville to Bobby Brown. The customer will have to pay that $20, and then going from that Bobby Brown address to the rental car address, the customer will have to pay that extra mileage as well. And I am calculating that as we speak. And that's at $1.75 per mile. So from the Bobby Brown address to the rental car center address, mileage wise, that is 4.5 miles. Simple math. 4.5 times $1.75. That's an additional $7.87. Plus the $20.68 I just mentioned. So the customer will have to pay an overage of $28.55 in cash to the driver.
$28.
And 55 cents. And if, of course, if they don't have, 55 cents, then just 29 to make it even.
Okay, so disable to the destination on day is $20.
Correct. So from the Douglasville location, Douglasville address to the Bobby Brown Parkway address, the overage for that is $20.68. So that's the $75.50 that you guys will cover minus the total amount of the charge, which is $96.18, to give us our $20.68. And then the mileage going from the Bobby Brown address to the rental car center address, that is 4.5 miles. And they're being charged that at $1.75 per mile, which is $7.87. So we got the $20.68 overage from the first trip and the $7.87 for the second trip. That gives us our total of $28.55.
Okay, so just hold for a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. You will have to supplement that on the PO, and I'll go ahead and notate that because the customers actually cover for the whole service. Hello?
No, I'm looking here. It says here that it says $75.50. I do see that. And then also see here any costs above the coverage limits above are paid for by the member you collect from there at the time of service rendered. So that's what I was seeing that here. That's why I was relaying that information that yes, you do cover $75.50 of the total amount, but the remaining $28.55, just wanted to make you aware that it's not covered. So are you saying that $28 and some change, submit that as part of the $75 that you
Yeah,
covered?
you could put it on supplement it on the PO, and I'll go ahead and notate that on the account, and you just contact vendor support tomorrow, and they will see the notes on the account.
Okay, I'll do that.
So you'll still be able to do this, sir?
Yes, but FYI, it's going to take a few moments. Matter of fact, I'm assigning the driver right now, and they should be there within the next, I'd say, 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay, sir. So let me go ahead and contact the customer. Let them know that you'll be there in the next 20, 30 minutes. And I do apologize for the inconvenience, but thank you so much for your help, and you have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye.